bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-531-4902. That's 1-800-531-4902. Call 1-800-531-4902.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on Louisville City FC on Saturday, September 19th at 7:30, presented by Midwest Petroleum. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
The St. Charles Oktoberfest is right around the corner, so grab your steins and fräuleins and head to the St. Charles Oktoberfest for the largest family-friendly Oktoberfest in the Midwest, September 25th through the 27th. Take in the Schlafly Beer Glockenspiel performances, German and local bands performing on the 7-Up and Ameristar stages. Purchase your First Bank VIP lounge tickets at all First Bank branches and online at firstbanks.com. There's something for everyone at the St. Charles Oktoberfest. A complete schedule of all activities is at stcharlesoktoberfest.com.
Buffalo Wild Wings just got more obsessed with beer. They're rolling out specials like the Oktoberfest Beer Cheese Dippers, made with special Sam Adams Oktoberfest Cheddar Dip. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
If you want to make smart choices about your retirement, listen to Straight Talk on Retirement this Saturday at a special time, 8 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on, hang on.
Close.
Hang on. I always do this. I always think this is Chicago. Shoot, who is it?
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, yes, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, of course. I'd like to take this moment to thank all of you listening for, well, for honoring my request that you not email me and jump all over me for saying that Hillary said something really stupid. I didn't get one email. So apparently you all agree with me when I said yesterday that maybe the single dumbest thing I've heard her say is that she wanted to make sure and work very hard to ensure that her granddaughter had opportunities in life. Thank you for not emailing me about that. I appreciate it. We're going to take some calls. We've got a few minutes. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. If you've never called or you couldn't get through or we had to put you on hold forever, this would be a great time to jump in because we had a lot of open lines. Let's talk to Russ. Russ, how are you?
Good afternoon.
What's going on, Russ?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. First time caller, of course.
I don't think so.
That recording you had.
Which one?
I thought you were trying to take do a takeoff of a song. I thought that was Oscar and Scarlett making love with the dunes of the Cape.
No, 99% of the audience does not know who Oscar and Scarlett are, and
Russ does.
An obscure reference.
Yeah, it's true reference.
What can we do for you, Russ?
Anyway.
No, no, he asked for it, no.
Yeah, I was letting him throw it. Shut up, bitch. No,
we can
she's a worm. She's an earworm. Anytime I hear someone say anyway, the next thing I hear in my head is they're going, anyway, anyway.
So what's going on, Russ?
Nothing's going on. Just to tell you, it's AM PM day, and good to have a nice, beautiful day outside.
It's a fantastic day.
Keep going, man. Anyway.
All right. Thank you, Russ.
Yeah.
All right. Now, see, we can tell the difference when you're asking for it. By the way, has the sky ever been bluer than it is today?
Oh.
The bluest blue. And why is it blue? I have never understood, no matter what explanation anybody's ever given me, as to why the sky is blue. None of it makes sense to me. Why is it blue?
It's the light reflecting off the
Because if you go
water,
into outer space right now, if you got in a rocket and shot up, it'd get pitch dark, right?
Yes.
Outer space is dark. Why is the sky
blue? I
thought
I'd always heard it was the light reflecting off all
off
the oceans.
What? No, that's not true. That's not true.
I'm not saying that's my own theory.
That's
but
not true. Isn't this interesting?
Dan, do you know?
What's that?
Isn't it interesting? We still don't know why the sky is blue. After all this living an entire lifetime, I don't know why the sky is blue.
I have no idea. I thought someone had explained it once before, but I don't even remember.
Well, it's really blue today. Get out and enjoy it.
Here you go. You want this?
Yeah, let's have it.
Freezing?
What is it?
A clear, cloudless daytime sky is blue because molecules in the air scatter blue light from the sun more than they scatter red light. When we look towards the sun at sunset, we see red and orange colors because the blue light has been scattered out and away from the line of sight.
That's the dumbest explanation I've ever heard. I still have no idea why the sky is blue. No idea. Here we go. Jay is up next. Jay, how are you?
Good. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
My boss says this all the time, and it drives me nuts. At the end of the day.
No, we just mentioned it a while ago. That was one we just mentioned a few minutes ago. Yeah, and they say it, meaning when it all is said and done and all the facts are in, and they always use that, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. No, I can't. That drives me crazy, too.
Have a good one, guys.
I thank you, Jay.
Well, and when you think about it, the oceans and all pools look blue, but when you take the water out, it's clear.
Okay, thank you. I've never understood.
I think it's the same reason. It must be the same reason.
Well, hold on.
It
can't be, because you said the sky. It can't be the sky's blue from the oceans. Swimming pools aren't reflecting the ocean.
That's what I'd heard. But
and they're
not
reflecting
true.
The blue sky, because when the sky is gray or at night, the pool is still blue. Turn lights on the pool, it's still blue. Why is it blue? The pool is here. A concrete pool, a white pool, painted white, concrete. Fill it up. The water's blue. Look at the water coming out of the hose. It's clear. How is it blue?
It must be magic.
This is one of those things that could drive you insane. Denise, how are you?
Okay. How about yourself?
Let me check. I'm fine.
First time caller, long time listener.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't have waited so long to call us.
I know. I've been waiting a long time.
Well,
I have a quick question to ask you. It's been bugging me.
Sure.
Why don't you ever, when you guys start your 515, you know, Playhouse. Mm-hmm. You never mention the year.
We never mentioned the year?
Say it's the September 15th edition of the Penny's Playhouse, but you don't.
I think we assume everybody knows what year it is. But I don't always know what date it is.
When you guys replay it back sometime, you know, when you guys are on vacation, having a great time on the cruise.
What cruise?
Oh, you know
you've
gone on a cruise.
We've had 15 trips and only one has been a cruise, and everybody does that. They always say when you go on the cruise, we've only done one. 14 other trips have not been cruises.
Really?
Yeah. No, we don't do cruises. We only did
I'm
one.
I'm too poor to go, sorry.
Well, save your money. We'd love to have you go with us. And we don't give the year because we figure if somebody out there listening doesn't know what year it is, we probably don't even want them to include them as being AM and the PM.
Sometimes I need help.
I need help with the date, but I usually have the year right.
I'm kidding. I was just asking.
Denise, call again anytime.
Thanks, man.
Okay,
AM.
Thank you. We're gentle on her because it was her first time. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is Greg's first time. We got two Gregs in a row. What are the chances? Hello, Greg.
How you doing? This is the cab driver. Long time we talked.
Yeah, we know who you are. What's going on?
How you doing? Oh, I just had a quick question. I'm having a hard time catching up with Jose, the tech guy, and I've sent emails, and like you warned us, if he has a lot going on, he has no time to get to
it. Well, I know about as much about this stuff as he does. What's the problem?
Just two questions. One, this difference between a website and a web page.
Website is made up usually of several pages. A web page would only be one page on the site, like the landing page.
That sounds good.
If you go to the site, the first page you come to is the landing page. Some sites take you to other pages, but a site can be one page or multiple pages.
Okay, say my mom wanted to put up a page, you know, describing how she loves cats, nothing but cats.
Okay.
So would she need a page or a site?
I think
a website.
She could also do that with a Facebook page.
Right. Well, if you wanted to go outside Facebook, you said a web page?
Yeah. Simple web page.
The other thing is, I read online that, you know, a lot of times when I get in late at night, in the early morning, they have those infomercials about, you know, Wix.com and GoDaddy and all those other ones. And then I read online that those are not good because, you know, you don't get the big bang for your buck, or a lot of times you can't own your name once, you know, business picks up or whatever you want to use for it. So I just want to know in your all's opinion, because you all probably use a different browser for your website. What's a good one to have? Because I don't know who to believe.
Well, I know you need to get your domain from a domain provider.
Yeah.
Which is like a GoDaddy or Wix, but there are a bunch of them out there that usually are cheaper probably just to get your name reserved.
If you Google, what's the best inexpensive place to go to to get a domain name for a website. I'm telling you, all kinds of good stuff will come.
I've done that, and the second one's keep coming up. GoDaddy, Wix, so Web Builders, another one. I just want to thought. Hey. So since you are dealing with the tech guy, what would be the best one?
Hey, Greg, I've done GoDaddy several times. And have never had a problem with it. And it depends on what your domain name wants to be, because there are some people out there that have bought domain names and then they're trying to sell them for a lot more. But if your domain name is like Greg and your last name or something like that, and it's probably going to be fairly cheaper for you.
And then GoDaddy will, you know, reserve your website name, your domain name, but then also give you a way to build a website too with tools they have, right?
Yeah,
and
they
then
will.
It'll go to your telephone, tablet, Facebook, all those places where everybody can see you.
No, yes. Anybody can get a website on anything, on your phone, anything that's capable of going online. Yeah,
I know some can. You can make. I've never tried to learn how to make, because some websites have a mobile version where it's easier to see on a phone, but that might be something separate.
But you can also go on there, and what GoDaddy will do also will say, do you want to reserve the .com, .net, .info, and all these dots, and you can, they'll package it together for you if you want all of that.
Right.
But you don't have to have all of that. You can do a .com and .net, just so if somebody goes to the .net, they go right to your site.
Thanks for all y'all's help. And last but not least, I'll let somebody else get on the phone, Frank. Is your beautiful green emerald car still sitting there in the lobby? I've been trying to go by there when I ride in my cabin. I can never see it from the window.
Sold. Gone.
So yep. I didn't think it would be gone, because you take great care of your cars.
It was cleaner, I think, than the day I got it. The day I got it was brand new. So, Greg, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
All right. There goes Greg. And here comes Greg number two. It's a Greg twin spin. Hello, Greg.
Hey, you were wanting to know about the sky and the water being blue. I can help answer that, but
first. Are you a scientist?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
I'm a rocket scientist.
Wow. Whoa. I think he's not kidding. All right, what can we help you with first?
Well, I'd like you to go tell Larry Connors to stop driving by my house. That's kind of creepy.
It's a wasting your breath. Yeah. He's going to drive by whether you want him to or not. It's his civic duty.
So the reason why the water turns blue is a lot like why the sky's blue during the day and red in the morning at night. So the sunlight comes in, hits the earth, mm-hmm. and it bends the light just like a prism does. It sends the red to the outside, and the blue comes on because the wavelength of it lets it penetrate farther. So the light coming straight in is blue sky. Sunrise and sunset's red because you're seeing the edges.
Do you have any? Do you realize we have no idea what you just said? I mean, we have no idea.
You've seen a prism, right? Where you shine a light through it and it breaks it up into a rainbow.
Breaks it up into seven colors.
So light in its pure form is blue?
No, it's white light is red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, and violet. All together, all mixed together.
Roy G. Biv.
Mix all those colors together, yeah. You mix all those colors together, and you get white light.
So why isn't my pool orange?
Because
I don't have a pool, but if I did, why wouldn't it be orange?
Because the water absorbs the reds and yellows, the oranges, all those wavelengths. The water absorbs, the blue can penetrate deeper in the water, so you see it. That's like if you ever go diving, you ever go scuba diving?
Yeah, I hated it.
You get down 10 or 15 feet under the water, everything's real blue because only the blue light comes down that far.
So at sunset, when the sky turns reddish-orange, why doesn't the water turn reddish-orange?
Because it's still only going to pass the blue light. If you notice at night when the water does that, it kind of turns dark, almost a black, because there's not enough blue light hitting it, and the red light doesn't reflect out of it right.
All right, here's a question. You have an empty white concrete pool. Okay, it's empty. It's white concrete. How much water do you have to pour in? How deep does it have to get before it starts turning blue? Because if you splash a bucket of water on there on the surface of the pool at the bottom, it'll just be clear water. How deep before it turns blue?
About 5 or 6 feet before the water will absorb all the red light out of it. Maybe 10.
So if you want clear water, the only clear water pool in the neighborhood, have a 2-foot-deep pool.
Yeah, like a wading pool or something. Yeah. That's going to be clear because all the light will penetrate it. But you start getting down 5, 10, 15, 20 feet, more and more of that red light doesn't make it that far. and only the blue light gets down that far.
We've been at resorts where they have a wading pool, and the surface, the base, is white, and the water is still blue, and that pool's not even 2 feet deep. How can that be?
What kind of light do they have? Is it inside?
It's outdoors.
Oh, it's outdoors? I don't know. I'd have to see it. I bet you it's... it could be 2 feet. I mean, at 2 feet, you're kind of getting to the point where you can get some blue out of it.
Okay. You really are a scientist, aren't you?
Yeah.
Where do you work?
Enterprise Holding.
And you're a scientist?
Well, I used to do a lot more science than I do now. I do a lot of computer stuff. But,
okay. Well, you're a smart man. Yeah. Here's how dumb we are. We can't even understand a real logical explanation for why the water in the pool is blue. That's how stupid we are.
I know why mine's blue.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the
things? We're doing that. We're trying to do that now.
I put a blue lining in my pool.
Well, that would do it.
My water's blue.
That would do it. Listen, Greg, thank you for the information.
Okay, thanks.
No, I'm serious. That's how stupid we are. I have no idea what he said.
I still don't know why the water is
blue. And I'm serious. If you took a hose and you started pouring water in a white concrete pool, that first water is not blue. Now, at some point, it turns blue. What is that point and why? And does it have anything to do with how wide the pool is or just how deep it is? What if you had a 1 foot by 1 foot concrete cube and you started pouring water in it? Would it be blue? I mean,
probably
you could
not.
Drive yourself crazy.
Greg needs to call back.
Let's talk to Joe, and then we'll get down to some entertainment stuff. Joe should be here. Hello, Joe. How are you?
How you doing, Frank? I'm aiming at a PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. I feel dumb, and I'm a pilot after that one. Oh. I guess this guy, can he help me with my checkbook, too, I guess? I don't know.
I'm a pilot, and I don't think as a pilot we're supposed to understand why.
No, we're not. At least when you're flying, it looks still blue to me. If all this blue, it's good.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is I've never flown like jets 40, 50,000 feet, but you start getting up high, it starts getting black. It's dark.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah. Hopefully I never get that high. Then I'm in trouble.
Yeah. What can we do for you, Joe?
Well, you remember back in the day, I know, Frank, you're a lot younger than me. What are you, about 39?
But, yep, you got it. You got it, buddy. You got it.
You remember they used to say outrageous for everything?
Oh, that's outrageous.
That's outrageous. Every single word in school used to be every other word was, that's outrageous. Well, outrageous.
The word that has replaced it is awesome. Everything is awesome.
Or amazing.
Amazing. I know someone that says it's amazing.
Yeah.
And then another one I'll let you go that I don't understand is when people say, back in my day, what day is it?
Well, usually now it's back in the day. Back in
the day. What's the difference?
I don't know. I'm starting to get a headache from all this. I don't know.
I mean, this is all the language we agreed on. You figure we'd understand it, right?
Joe, what do you fly?
Big plane, 737.
You're a commercial pilot.
Correct.
Either that or a real rich guy with a 737.
Yeah, well,
all right, well, be careful up there. Thank you, Joe.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Commercial airline pilot. See, that's a job that'll get you chicks. There's some jobs that if you're at a party, they go, what do you do? You know, commercial airline pilot. Let's have sex.
Yeah.
I mean, boom. It's just that's one of the doctor, airline pilot, police officer. That's another one. Those are the three jobs that get you laid.
Radio board operator.
Guitar player.
No, I don't think, no. Guitar player, a musician, yes.
Yeah.
But no.
Bass, though, unfortunately.
Hi, what do you do? I run the control board at KTRS. Oh, my goodness, I've got such a headache. I got to go home.
Let's go have sex.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Full of high sliders.
I have another great email to share with you. I love it when people send me emails about how happy they are with the work advertisers do. This one's pretty quick. It's not like that other one. It starts off, I think our kitchen turned out much better than I thought it would. This obviously about Thompson Price. The design team at Thompson Price was outstanding, provided us with visual aids. We had a better concept of what our kitchen would look like when finished. Thompson Price himself was involved in every aspect. We made calls to them and always got an answer from a person. We'd stop in and always got personal attention. When we made minor changes to the job, they were taken care of right on the spot. Bob Krull was in charge of installation of everything but the electric. He is the reason everything looks right. The job site was always left clean at the end of the day. We always knew when someone was coming, the job was planned out, started ahead of schedule. If we knew then what we know now, the changes we would have made would be very minor. In conclusion, we would recommend the Thompson Price team for anyone's kitchen or bathroom remodeling. You see, there you have it. Now, a lot of times people will say in an email, please don't use my name, and I get that. They have their reasons for wanting to do that. Maybe there's a relative, and if the relative's here, hears, ooh, they got a new kitchen, they must have plenty of money, let's borrow money from them. So we'll respect that wish. Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. They did the master bathroom in our house 18 and a half years ago, and it still looks fantastic. They did our kitchen about 17 years ago, just prior to that. And then over time, over the years, they have done every bathroom in our house. And if we ever had it to do again, let's say we move and we're happy with everything but a kitchen or bathroom, I know exactly who we'll call. There'll be no other bids taken like there was the first time around. We go right to Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Please stop in the showroom. It's in DePere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. And you can also just go to their website. It's thompsonprice.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Frank Glad.
Thanks, Dan. Got a crash eastbound on Highway 64 at Jefferson, blocking a pair of right lanes, the Jefferson exit block there. Three left lanes at last check. We're getting over. Folks are also being a little creative and using the shoulder eastbound on 64. You're backed up to about the Vandeventer exit now. Westbound Highway 64, you're heavy between Kings Highway and Clayton Warson. At last check there was a crash blocking the left lane on the overpass at Clayton Warson, westbound on 64. Heavy between the Mutual Bridge and the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound on Highway 44. Through the depressed section downtown. Seeing delays now from before the river to pair, essentially Jameson, westbound on Highway 44 out through the Shrewsbury exit. It's allegedly due to the road construction. No? Well, I can't tell if there's something there or not, but you're certainly slow coming around the bend here towards Shrewsbury. Yeah, it's the road work that has you narrowed there, so it's slow going through there. Westbound 44, also heavy, approaching the soccer park exit from Lindbergh due to the road construction there. Southbound 270, there was a pocket of volume coming down the hill between Page and Ledoux, then again between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. This update is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Advance Auto Parts introduces the Speed Perch Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. And it's an incident in the left hand on the left shoulder and left lane now, I'm sorry, 44 westbound at the Shrewsbury exit. That's what's slowing you down there. It's not road work this afternoon. It's an incident. Frank Glad at the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Wednesday morning, is meth production going down? What are the myths of education reform? And what's new in health news?
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
As a business owner, you know it's critical to surround yourself with people who have the knowledge you need. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. In fact, you should grill them with the tough questions. For example, what process do you use to understand how money flows through my business? Will you be able to offer solutions that maximize my cash flow? Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too, that's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a region's business banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Okay, it's the Back to Vegas Challenge. So if you know your Vegas trivia, you and your boo could be on your way to enjoying 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas. It's all from the hottest new game show in Vegas, Lovers or Losers, with Todd Bridges. What you talking about? I'm talking about you calling 844-83-PRIZE and being one of the first 25 callers with the correct answer to this trivia question I'm about to ask. And you'll be enjoying 3 days and two nights in Vegas, along with a chance to check out Lovers or Losers. And you won't pay a dime for this package. But you got to answer correctly. Ready? Here we go. In this film, Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore play high school sweethearts who get married and go to Vegas and end up losing all their savings. And a billionaire, played by Robert Redford, offers the couple $1 million if he can spend one night with Demi. Was that movie A, Honeymoon in Vegas, B, What Happens in Vegas, or C, Indecent Proposal? Easy, right? Call now, 844-83-PRIZE. First 25 callers right now, 844-83-PRIZE. That's 844-83-PRIZE.
If you're suffering with hearing loss and you don't want to hear more clearly again, cover your ears. Because I'm about to offer everyone who's listening an absolutely risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. So if you're still listening, call now. 1-800-500-3112. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-3112. That's 1-800-500-3112. 1-800-500-3112.
I've got bad news for those saving for retirement. If you're only getting a 10% return on your money, you're missing out on piles of money that you should be making. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I'm here to prove that you can do better, much better. To prove it, I'm giving everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes an absolutely free trial of our proven online trading program, the PowerTrader Edge. Call 1-800-400-5401. Can you imagine doubling or even tripling what you're making in the market? The PowerTrader Edge gives you an almost unfair advantage. It's made over 10,000 investors millions of dollars, and it's so simple, anyone can use it.
I've used PowerTrader Edge for 4 months, and in that 4 months, I made $19,738.
Stop missing out on all that extra money you should be making. Call now for your free trial of PowerTrader Edge. But hurry, call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-400-5401. That's 1-800-400-5401. 1-800-400-5401.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Need a website? You can do it yourself. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. Easy to customize and no coding. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. Go to Wix.com today. Need a website? You can do it yourself. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. Easy to customize and no coding. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. Go to Wix.com today.
Earn free slot play faster. Get to Argosy Casino Alton for the free slot play accelerator every day in September. The more you play, the more you earn.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicholas is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their research monthly publication. Call Scott Crothers at 314-292-6201.
Okay, welcome back, and I'm sorry you couldn't be a part of what was just happening off the air, because the best entertainment takes place off the air one of these days, maybe our last day. We'll try to remember all the things we couldn't share with you. I can share this with you right now. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Now, I haven't talked to Tom Matheny in about a week. I try to avoid him when the weather is like this because I'm afraid of being in a bad mood.
Yeah, the leaving the windows open kind of weather.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
How do you think it's going? It's 76 degrees, 80 degrees.
Not a fan of that.
Yeah. Now, when he's in the best mood is when you call him and it's like 100. Woo! How's it going, Tom? Great!
Because, or 14.
Mm-hmm. Or like a year ago, January, 10 below zero. That may be the happiest the Matheny folks have ever been. The truth is they don't really delight in your misery, but they do depend on systems needing to be checked on, needing maintenance, needing to be replaced, repaired. That's what Matheny's done for 73 years. And let me make something clear, because I think sometimes people hear a brand name and they think that a company only works on or sells that brand name. as the president likes to say, let me be clear. It wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't.
They work on everything. Every brand, every make, every model, every size, every type. You can have a business, you can have a home. It can be big, it can be small. The system can be shot or just need to be up and running again. They'll take care of all that. They are Matheny. Matheny, Matheny. Please remember that name. If you are AM and the PM or claim to be, how could you call anybody else? You won't. We know you won't. And be sure when you call Matheny, you tell them you're AM and the PM. 73 years of doing it right, serving all of St. Louis County and St. Charles County. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
The clouds.
Oh, dear, it's our favorite show.
Down or the dance.
Jeffrey.
That's a dream.
You see where Jerry Lewis just sold all his archives to the Library of Congress? I didn't know you had to, they have to buy that stuff.
Whoa.
I guess if somebody doesn't donate it, yes, you have to.
He just sold it. Let's see if I got the article here, because this is in the area of entertainment. Hang on. Let me see if I cut it out and brought it in. Ah, shoot, I didn't. But I did see it in the paper this morning. I was surprised to see, I would thought he would have donated it all. But no, they got everything. Outtakes, old footage people have never seen. And there's a lot. Jerry Lewis had quite a career. Speaking of entertainment, here's a guy who's having quite a career talking about it. What a career Colin Jeffrey is having. And it was all made possible right here at KTRS. And he's here today to tell you about things that are good, things to watch for, things to avoid. And he's brought to you by Oric. And the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They're nice people, and they have a lot of great products. And please tell them your AM and the PM. And would you please give it up for Colin Jeffrey?
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm great. And last night, my wife and I, at the suggestion of a friend of hers, watched a series we didn't even know existed. It's in the fifth season, and for the life of me, In the Line of Sight or something like that. It's a military series. And my wife is now, after one episode, locked on it because there's two good-looking hunky guys on there. And it's something like Line of something. I'll have to get back to you on it. But a friend of hers sent her a text, you have to see. So we went back with DirecTV and found on the menu where we could just download all 10 episodes of the first season. I didn't even know we could do that. So that's what we did. I'll have to get the name. It's something like Line of Sight, but that's my latest discovery.
I'll have to look for it.
What do you have?
Well, we've got a few items out on DVD and
Blu-ray. Oh, it's on Cinemax. I do remember that. It's a Cinemax series.
Okay.
See, anyway. All these people now are jumping on to this HBO, and HBO kind of started it. HBO, now AMC, now Showtime. And I'm going to tell you something. They all look like movie theater productions. They're big budget productions, these shows.
Across the board. I mean, even on Netflix, Amazon.
Yes, like House of Cards. That could be a movie in a theater.
Or Daredevil, which is now the most watched show on Netflix.
And I've never heard
Netflix.
Of it.
It's on Netflix. You should
it's
watch
superhero.
It.
You,
it's a superhero.
I'm not into that.
Yeah,
the
wouldn't.
Only reason you should watch it, though, it's very gritty, and the fight scenes in this are as good as anything you have ever seen. In a movie, they
you,
are.
You mean like hand-to-hand combat?
Yeah,
fight?
And yeah. They are brutal and impactful, and wow, you just watch it, and you can't believe that this is 5 years ago. This is a
what's
company.
The story?
Daredevil is a lawyer. He, as a child, he became blind, and then he works in Hell's Kitchen and decides to. Not only is he a lawyer, but then when he's not lawyering, he is the Daredevil, a vigilante who's
and
bent
blind.
On justice. Yes, and so his thing, he can. He has sort of sonar hearing. He can. Visualize a room or just by making noise.
And does this take place today or 1930s?
They updated it. So, yeah, the TV show takes place sort of today.
Okay.
It's
Daredevil.
It's action. Yes, right. It's very action.
I like action.
A few items on DVD and Blu-ray, though. Cinderella.
I went home last night to my wife and said, how about some action? And
yeah.
Then she put on that new series. The
TV
series.
Good.
Yeah, so she likes it, too.
Cinderella, the live-action movie, is out. Worth a watch. I like these live-action reboots. They've been pretty good so far.
You like Cinderella?
It's pretty good.
You're a man.
The true story?
You're a man.
Still worth a watch, I think.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Good.
All right, Caitlin.
Whoa.
Furious 7, the final Paul Walker Fast and Furious movie, out on DVD Blu-ray today. I liked it quite a bit. It's one of my favorite movies of the last year and a half or so. and love and mercy. This was a really small, it's a really small movie with Paul Giamatti. It came out on, it shouldn't have come out in theaters almost. I think it did it a disservice because it didn't get great reviews, but definitely worth a watch. Love and Mercy. Lots of good TV. We're starting to move into new TV. We're still a week away from the big premieres, but they're building us up to it. PBS Tonight, in their own words, it's a Jim Henson documentary.
Okay.
I like Jim Henson.
I saw him accidentally. We're at Disney World with the kids, and they were shooting a Muppet thing. And all of a sudden, somebody in our, with another family, somebody said, oh my goodness, there's Jim Henson. And we look over and there's Kermit and they're shooting some stuff. And I can never think of this guy's name. He's a very famous movie star. He was in the whole series too. And I'll think of his name later. Henson. And then shortly after that, I hear, you know, he died. That's pneumonia or something. Mm-hmm. Some weird, because they need to get their doctor in time or something.
It's just really interesting to go back and remember he created this whole family of characters.
Strike Back. I just got a text from my wife. The Cinemax series is Strike Back.
Strike Back. Okay.
Thank you for that, my darling, wonderful wife. Thank you.
You were very close with Line of Sight.
That's how I talk. Yeah.
He almost had it.
People wonder how I talk to my wife in real life. That was a perfect sample. Mm-hmm. Thank you, my lovely, beautiful, wonderful, darling wife.
And if anybody tells you about something that happened earlier in the show, it was all...
That was just a joke.
Fabrication.
I made that up. Yeah, go ahead,
Nothing
Colin.
Happened.
If Jim Henson isn't quite your speed tonight, flip over to FX at 9 o'clock. You can see The Bastard Executioner.
Hey, you want to hear my wife snore?
Listen to this.
Hey, listen to this. This is from last night. Here comes a good one right here. Listen. On a stack of Bibles, and she didn't know I did it because she's so sound asleep. I reached over and picked up the phone and just took the recording out. I've got 4 minutes of this, and every one time she does, it sounds like a dying animal.
Do you guys have those white noise machines?
Yes, that's what
hear.
That's what
it is?
Is the ocean sounds. Here, you can hear them. There's the ocean. And then interrupted by this. That's honest to goodness, not enhanced, not edited, not sweetened in any way. That is her. Go ahead. You know why I did that? Because I know she's listening.
Texting
me.
You were worried about her listening earlier.
I'm not going home tonight. I'm going to go gamble.
I'm worried about her listening earlier.
She's in a deep sleep.
I think going home would be the biggest gamble you could take.
It would be. Go right ahead.
The Bastard Executioner on FX tonight. This is by Kirk Sutter, who did Sons of Anarchy. It's 14th century English warrior wakes up with a calling from God, he says, to become a decapitator, an executioner. Exactly. It seems
God
ridiculous.
God told me to cut people's heads off.
Exactly. There you go. So you can check out that. That's tonight on FX. But again, Kurt Sutter, you liked Sons of Anarchy.
I loved it.
So you might want to check this out. And then we have to move all the way ahead to the weekend for the Primetime Emmy Awards. On this Sunday night at 7 o'clock, Andy Samberg hosts. I watch those every year.
And which awards is it?
Emmys.
Yeah.
I like TV.
I might watch that.
And then the biggest event of the week.
As long as Neil Patrick Harris is not hosting it.
No, he does have a show.
I know.
I can't believe that show coming out this week.
Okay, my prediction, flop. Remember the Ryan Seacrest thing that recently hit? It lasted, what, 2 nights?
Yeah.
It was a major disaster. I'm going to predict this will be, too. Hope I'm wrong.
Live TV never works out the way that they hope it will.
No,
Saturday Night Live works because they're quick things. It's in and out. Live TV,
but that's
everywhere
only
else,
live for people on the East Coast. It's not live for us.
Yeah, but every other live TV works out. It feels rushed not ready.
Look at the, Sound of Music, and then they did the Captain Hook thing. Horrible.
Yeah, but they're going to keep doing it because people keep watching.
Yep.
Wednesday night GOP presidential debate. I'm going to watch it.
A lot of people will.
Because
of the star of the show, whether you like it or not, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
If nothing else, he has kept this so far from being boring. You got to give him that.
You do have to give him that. And then the really sad thing about it is Jim Gilmore, former governor, he didn't even get an invitation. There's only 15 people in it.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. So he didn't get an invitation. South Park comes back in the next week and a half as well.
You got to be excited. Beyond Love South Park, don't you?
Yes. I don't know if the last couple seasons weren't that great, but I will try again.
I'm looking forward to it. This is one of these weird things I come across. Guinness Book of World Records, there's a TV show that goes over all these world records that are broken. The world record has been broken for the fastest typing with your nose. That's a thing.
But that's just stupid.
It is stupid. But the fact is, they keep track of this. I remember when Guinness used to be fun, and I felt like, oh, do you watch American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah.
Did you watch this week?
No. I've seen it a couple of times. I know what it is.
You should go back and watch this. A guy finally beats it. He beats the whole thing.
I saw a girl beat it a year or so ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
A guy finally beat the American Ninja Warrior. You should watch it because him hanging off the sides of these...
It's depressing for me. When I see people in good shape, it depresses me.
Oh, those guys, too, are the, I mean, pinnacle of
There's
flat abs.
Fitness, and
it's beyond flat abs.
No, yeah. I don't like to watch that.
You were speaking of Donald Trump. He was on with Jimmy Fallon last week. Got him his highest ratings in 18 months.
Wow.
How about that? That Trump.
He's gold, I tell you, gold.
Cameras are following him everywhere.
And then I'm going to leave you with this.
And here's Dan Strauss as Don's agent, Donald Trump's agent. What was that again?
He's gold. He's gold, I tell you.
That's Donald's agent.
Yeah.
I will leave you with this. Disney is developing a second live-action Mary Poppins movie.
Thank goodness.
Oh, man.
I think it's worthwhile. I liked Mary Poppins as a kid.
I've never seen it.
I have.
I've
either.
Seen Sound of Music, but I've never seen. It. I
really?
Know it's. Is she? She got an umbrella.
Yeah,
for Dick Van Dyke alone, you should watch it. Yeah.
Yes, he was great. They aren't certain if Julie Andrews is going to appear in the sequel, but it takes place 20 years after the events of the first. It appears they are very, very close to getting everything signed to make this a reality.
I've watched parts of it,
They haven't told us yet.
Okay,
they're being very tight-lipped, but I'm telling
you.
And you
know, you cannot say, hold on, you can't say the name Dick Van Dyke without us telling that joke.
Yeah.
Where he was a major flop and couldn't get work till he changed his name. His name used to be Penis Van Lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's entertainment. Now you're Colin Jeffrey.
Colin Jeffrey, that's entertainment.
There you go.
It's entertainment news.
There you have it. Tell Mr. Cleveland we're sorry, but I'm afraid he's going to have to go in the playhouse. That was Colin Jeffrey. He'll be back Friday with the great Paul Harvey for more entertainment.
Harris.
Okay.
Harris.
And he's brought to you by Oreck. If you want to show your appreciation for the segment, you can go into an Oreck store and say, I'm just looking, but I want you to know I'm AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that, and so would they. They're great stores. You got a lot of great things to make your home a better place to live. Here's an interesting store for you, a Meanies. It's not often you get to talk about a place, and when you say it's not like anything else, that it's actually true. That it's not like any store you'll ever go in. You can go into, I guess, some other place where they sell, but there aren't many places that sell pool tables anymore. So I don't even know if you could go anywhere and see, but I guess you could. I'm sure there's somewhere you can go and find an arcade game or a foosball table or shuffleboard, but not many places. But how about a place where you find all those things in one spot? That's a Meanies. And then add to that something you would never think would be in a store with the things I just mentioned. A beautiful home lighting selection, Jaffe Lighting, upstairs. So what else odd could we throw in this mix that people need, that lots of people want, who are tired of junk and want to buy the real good stuff? That would be patio furniture. That's a huge industry. And here's how big it is. It's the single biggest category of all the things a Meanies sells. They sell, they take in more sales on patio furniture than anything else. And all of it is high-end patio furniture. When people say, well, that's too expensive, it's overpriced. No. Overpriced is when you pay more and get less. That's overpriced. When you get what you pay for, it's not overpriced, it's just called top quality, best of the best, and that's what they sell. They don't sell any junk at a Meanies, and they won't. They just won't. So whether it's area rugs, machine-made, and here's another thing. You Oriental rug people, and I guess you can still say Oriental rugs. You can't say Oriental people, but you can say Oriental rugs. You folks who know those rugs well and know why they're as expensive as they are, I dare you to find a better price on real handmade rugs than you will to me, or more of them. Great selection. Machine-made, too, starting at a few hundred to several thousand. It's a Meanies, and nobody else is like them. Copper top, unusual-looking building, and fantastic on the inside. Please take your time and go through and enjoy it and let your kids play arcade games or pinball. They don't care. They want them to. They want everybody to enjoy the visit to a Meanies, and you will. And as always, please tell them your AM and the PM. That's what keeps this show on the air. In Chesterfield Valley, down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. The only reason we do that is we get tons of requests for that. AMINISAMINIS.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Still working the crash. Eastbound 64 at Jefferson. The three left lanes are open. You're backed up to about Kings Highway now. Westbound 64, crash at Clay Morrison was blocking the left lane. The heavy backed up in pockets to Kings Highway as well. Southbound 270, it's on the right shoulder at Tesson Ferry. And an additional one, the Teach Road overpass. We're heavy southbound 270 between Dorset and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 easing after the incident at Shrewsbury, but still a heavy pocket starting at Arsenal, then again between Lindbergh and the soccer park. Southbound 170, due to all that Highway 64 volume, is heavy between Olive and 64. This update brought to you by the Extra Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Extra Temporal Scanner Thermometer, doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. I'm Frank Ladd of the KTRS Flying Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country.